Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Nicknames. Meatloaf. Where did it come from?
I mean, it's the number one question. Now that he's passed away, everybody wants to know, where did this nickname come from?
It's not a very flattering nickname.
It's a two-parter. Are you ready for the first part?
Yes.
Meat explains it himself.
I got it when I was 4 days old because I was born bright red. And my dad actually spoke like this. So I want you to name my son there because he looks like 9.5 pounds of ground chuck. I want you to put a name tag on the front of that plastic crib and it say meat on it.
So his dad gives him the name Meat because he looked like ground chuck when he was born. So now where'd the loaf part come from?
And the loaf came about in the 8th grade. I stepped on a coach's foot, and he screamed, "Get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf."
And it stuck.
Yeah.
I love it.
Would you think, like, if in 8th grade, your 13, 14-year-old friends start calling you meatloaf, do you start telling them, like, no, stop, that's not it?
I mean, I guess if you like that nickname, then
who
you
likes
don't.
That nickname?
But I mean, if you don't like your nickname, you tell them to stop. They used to call me Grace about that age because I was clumsy and would fall and hurt myself.
Funny.
So even like my PE coach would call me Grace, and I would be like, "Y'all, this I'm not into it."
Drex, you strike me also as somebody who would have a lot of nicknames with weird stories behind them.
Not really. I mean, my real name is PJ, and I growing up in 8th grade, you know, I had the acne situation going on, so they would call me Pimple Peege.
Pimple Peege.
Yeah, and that stuck for...
Kids are the worst.
How old am I now? 39?
Sandy in Dawsonville, the kids used to tease you and call you Barge?
Yes, like they would make the sound like a foghorn when I came down the hall.
Oh, that's so
mean.
And I wasn't even huge. I was just kind of big.
And so you giggle after it. Obviously, it didn't affect you too bad.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same size now as I was then. I just grew early.
Right?
Yeah. You're ahead of the game. My gosh. Funny story or interesting story behind your nickname, Robin in Stockbridge.
I'm a very smart woman, but I struggle with geometry. So my geometry teacher and I were having some learning connection issues. And so he came over to me one day and said, "What is inside of that brain of yours? Is it a bird's brain?" And it stuck. So I just became bird brain after that.
It's funny that nobody else is reading between the lines. Robin, you say you're a very intelligent person. You like struggled learning sometimes with people. No, you're just stubborn.
Well, that's true, too. And that's more, most of the time, that's what people call me, are names related to that, not bird brain.
Because, like, ain't no geometry teacher going to tell me how to do math.
Right. I know more than you.
Nobody else noticed. I mean, I know I'm surrounded by bird brains, but that her name is Robin.
Right.
404-741-0985. Who's got the funniest story behind a nickname? Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5. Nicknames come from the oddest places. 404-741-0985. We just found out how Meatloaf actually was given that name, his dad, when he was born.
Yeah, 4 days
old. So he
looked
like a ground beef. Put meat on the side. Weird. Susan and Carrollton, the story behind your nickname.
I was in first grade. Me and my dad, it was actually on his bike. We were on his bike together. And coming down the driveway, the chain decided to come off and we wrecked. Me on the bottom, actually. I got stitches in my eye, above my eye. I got my whole face was scarred and I broke my ankle.
Seems unfair that you would get a nickname out of something so tragic as this.
Yes,
like that
yes.
You have to suffer from this. Your dad didn't do proper maintenance on the bike.
He was
the driver.
Right. So at home, I would just scoot around, kind of like a crab walk almost, and hold my foot up So that was where my nickname came from. I am now Scooter Booter.
Scooter Booter. Tina Winder.
I was a junior in high school in geometry class, and I had put my head down on my desk, and my fabulous friend sitting beside me pinched me on the back of my arm. We can all admit how much that hurts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I jumped, and when I did, you can imagine what happened. I tooted, and it vibrated against the plastic chairs that we had.
Oh, Tina. No.
So from then on out, I was known as Tina Tudor.
Devastating.
Can you laugh about it now, though?
I do. Well, you know, now my coworkers, they shortened it to TT, so.
Oh, my gosh. To this day, it's stuck.
To this day, well, yes.
Just be glad that they didn't have, like, TikTok or Instagram back in the day, because you'd gone viral.
You're not kidding.
Thank you so much for the call. It's Meredith and Conyers, the story behind your nickname.
So my name is Meredith. Okay. However, my nickname is Buddy.
Buddy.
When I was little, my cousin and I, who's 3 months older than me, you know, we'd hang out or whatever. And Meredith was very hard for him to say. So he just called me a buddy. He said that I was his buddy. So he called me a buddy. And it stuck. Like, to this day, I'm still called Buddy. However, my husband absolutely hates it and refuses to call me that.
Well, guys don't like being called Buddy, I can tell you that. Because when you first meet somebody and they say, hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
You're like, hang on a second. Let's not
your
skip
son.
To
I'm not your buddy.
Buddy. Let's
right.
maybe get to know
right.
each
and,
other
and
a little bit.
And for the mere fact that I'm a female called Buddy, he absolutely hates it. Like, he told my sister the other day, he's like, so, you guys are, like, old now. When are you going to stop calling her Buddy?
I can't tell you how many times I called my mom Dude.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I just say dude a lot, so I'm like, dude.
I'm not your dude. Yeah. I'm the Queen of England, my mom would say.
Oh, really? Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about the stories behind your nickname.
Meatloaf, obviously, before he passed away, told a story about how when he was born, 4 days into being born, his apparently he looked like ground beef, ground chuck, and his dad was like, well, that right there, that looks like 9 pounds of meat. So they called him Meat. And then where did the loaf come from?
And the loaf came about in the eighth grade. I stepped on a coach's foot, and he screamed, get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf.
Hunk of meatloaf. I mean, a lot of, like, our child shame and issues probably come from the PE coach. Or,
yeah. You know? story behind your nickname, Nancy in Powder Springs.
Okay, so I was a rather rambunctious infant, and I was a little hard to keep occupied. So my parents put a ball on a spring above my crib, and I would sit there, and I would, you know, they would yank on it, and the whole time I'd be sitting there going, boing, 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 boing. So my nickname became Boing Boing.
Oh, no.
So, oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, growing up, right up until even now, my mother can call my name 1,000 times, but if she yells boing, boing, my head snaps.
I love these things that parents do to occupy their kids. I saw a video because my kid has, like, my little baby daughter's like 5 months old, and she has this seat. I think it's called, I forget what it's called. It's so common.
Not the Bumbo seat?
Yeah, I know.
It's a seat that sort of goes.
It's a bouncer seat.
Yeah, it's like a bouncer seat, but she has to bounce it on her own.
Right. Okay.
And I saw online somebody connected that to their KitchenAid mixer and a rope so that it slowly would rock.
Is Sophie going to be called KitchenAid now or mixer? Or,
yeah. I want to be careful.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the call, Boing Boing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't
Have
change.
A great day, guys. Love
you. You too. Love you too. Kim and Griffin, story behind your nickname.
Well, my nickname is Lizard.
Lizard?
Lizard? Why?
My girlfriend gave it to me when we were in junior high school. Because I lick my lips all the time.
You deserved it. Thank you so much for the call, Lizard. All right, so BBG in McDonough. How did you get that nickname, BBG?
It means big booty girl.
And how does someone earn the big booty girl?
I wonder.
Someone who is 4'10", who was naturally born and graced with a big derriere, whose friends were so enamored by it, that they would introduce me to their boyfriends as BBG and make me turn around and say, look at her. She is awesome.
Stop it.
Good for you, because it sounds to me like you're not ashamed of the BBG at all.
I really am not. I have thick hips, thick legs, and a nice butt, and that's the best part about me.
Hey, some Love girls it. Pay for that thing.
That's right.
I know. Yes, ma'am. And I'm the only one in my family who has the J-Lo booty.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn. Hi, what's your nickname?
Flash Dance.
Flash Dance.
Gotta hear it.
What a feeling.
We were at a restaurant where we hang out at, and I was just leaning over the balcony because it was raining and letting water drip all over me, and they called me Flash Dance ever since.
She's a maniac. Oh, great.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 722. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds this morning, clearing up this afternoon. Breezy, love this temperature. 56 for a high today, 49 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
This is kind of crazy. A restaurant over in Dunwoody has a brand new team member, a robotic server. The owner of Tasty Spoon, Raymond Williams, named her Irie Millie after his mom, and she's programmed to deliver orders to dine-in patrons and keep everybody 6 feet apart. Now, she can serve up to 12 plates at a time. She stays charged for 12 hours and is programmed to navigate the restaurant by using the ceiling as a map. Now, Mr. Williams says Irie Millie hasn't replaced any jobs at the restaurant, but has enhanced the job of service staff. But I think we all know it's just a matter of time before the robots take over and we're all out of a job.
Question. Do you have to tip her?
I don't know. That's a good question.
The robot.
You can put it in here.
I want to go over there just to see what they got over at the Tasty Spoon. Now, a DeKalb County school bus driver and single mom is a proud new homeowner thanks to an Atlanta Falcons legend and a local nonprofit. Shandrika has lived in Atlanta for a really long time and has been driving students for DeKalb County for the last 6 years. When she isn't on the road, she's focusing her time and energy on her own three kids. And until recently, they've been living in a cramped apartment, always dreaming of a place to really call home. And on Friday, those dreams came true when Warwick Dunn and Habitat for Humanity surprised her not only with keys to the family's new home, but also took care of the down payment and gave them $10,000 in brand new furniture.
What?
Now, I've talked about Warwick Dunn doing this before. This is actually the 199th family that he has assisted with getting a home and starting the home ownership kind of journey. So what a cool way to start off the new year. And congrats to Shandrika and her family for getting this cute little house.
Yeah, realtors are going to start knocking on his door. If he's got available houses, don't give it away. We'll sell it.
Now, we've seen a ton of stuff get the reboot treatment lately. I mean, Sex and the City and,
Mighty Ducks.
Beavis and Butthead is coming back. Now, some things should just be left in the past to stand alone, and others just can't come fast enough. This is a biggie. Favorite holiday movie, A Christmas Story, is the next to get a sequel. 40 years after the original debut, we're going to see Peter Billingsley return as Ralphie. A Christmas Story Christmas is going to premiere on HBO Max next year. Production is set to kick off next month in Hungary, but we'll see Ralphie returning to his childhood home on Cleveland Street to deliver his own kids a magical Christmas like the one he had growing up. Now, they did another sequel back, and I think it was 2012, that was called A Christmas Story 2, that kind of followed Ralphie as a teenager, but it didn't do so great. I'm hoping that they won't let us down with this one.
Does the current kid have a patch over one of his eyes, or has he staved off the...
I have not seen any of that yet. You know, they don't start production until next month, so...
Oh, you never know.
Are they shooting in Hungary because that's where they make the leg lamp?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that where they make the leg lamp?
I'm just asking.
I thought it was Italy. It's for Chile, right?
So.
Must be Italian.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Stacy, Peachtree Corners, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, girl.
See you, Stacy. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Kara's going to leave the studio for a couple of minutes while we ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can't answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Ready.
Question one, Amazon Go is the name of the brick-and-mortar stores the e-tailer plans to open later on this year. What's the name of the two-day shipping membership Amazon sells?
Amazon Prime.
Number two, name this Atlanta hip-hop artist who sued a YouTube blogger and won over $1 million.
Oh, gosh. Hold on. I'm drawing a blank.
Question number three, Mila Kunis and Demi Moore are going to star in a Super Bowl commercial together for AT&T next month. Mila's currently married to Demi's ex-husband. What's his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
Number four, Kim Kardashian was spotted with a film crew having coffee with the wife and daughter of our country's 42nd president. Who's that president?
Ooh, 42nd? Obama.
Number five, Disney's Encanto soundtrack has leaped Adele on the charts and claimed the top spot. What country is Encanto based in?
Mexico.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, my neighbor Stacy there in Peachtree Corners did okay this morning. We'll see what happens.
I struggled.
It's okay.
All right. Kara's back here, ready for the same questions. Number one, Amazon Go is the name of the brick-and-mortar stores the e-tailer plans to open later this year. What's the name of the two-day shipping membership that Amazon sells?
Prime.
That's what Stacy said, one-to-one.
You're going backwards.
Right, yeah.
Brick-and-mortar. Name this Atlanta, this is question number two, name this Atlanta hip-hop artist who sued a YouTube blogger and won over $1 million.
That's Cardi B.
It is. Stacy didn't have an answer. 2-1, Kara.
What does $1 million mean to Cardi B?
Nothing.
A birthday party for her daughter.
Number three, Mila Kunis and Demi Moore are going to star in a Super Bowl commercial together for AT&T next month. Mila is currently married to Demi's ex-husband. What's his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's what Stacy said, but Kara's up 3-2.
Question number four, Kim Kardashian was spotted with a film crew having coffee with the wife and daughter of our country's 42nd president. Who's that?
The president, or who did she eat with? That is Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Stacy said Obama. Kind of a tough question because all of our past presidents have
daughters
and wives. Yeah. All right, Kara's up 4-2.
Number five, Disney's Encanto soundtrack has leaped Adele on the charts and claimed the top spot. What country is Encanto based in?
Mexico?
Stacy said Mexico as well. Colombia is what we're looking for. Coco was based in Mexico.
Mexico, yep.
All right, final score this morning, 4-2. Stacy and Peachtree Corners, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,197 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Stacy.
That's okay.
Stacy, you don't get cash, but you do get a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett at Solaris Amphitheater Lakewood on July 22nd. The tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., livenation.com.
Okay.
We play every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35. You could always sign up if you want to play. Just go to taddrexandkara.com.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Tyler, it's not often we have husbands who want forgiveness from their own wives. This must be a doozy.
We're both carrying a little extra weight around, so we decided after the holidays that we were going to get started on our summer body.
Yes.
Yes. I've been working on that for years, decades, actually.
I think I've pushed Morgan, my wife, a little too hard with this new diet we've been on.
What kind of diet are we talking about? Is this Atkins or is...
No, we've been doing the raw meat diet for about a month.
Did you say raw meat
diet?
Well, basically, you only eat raw meat. we do raw veggies too. Just
oh,
so you
okay.
Know.
Good. Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that hadn't been going too well?
No, Drex, they've been eating raw meat.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's been going well.
It was for a little bit. You know, I've lost like 13 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
But Morgan, she hasn't done as well. I've caught her multiple times hitting up the McDonald's drive-thru.
There's nothing wrong with a cheat meal every once in a while.
You
come
can
on.
Actually, no, I think you can go to McDonald's and ask
for a
raw
burger.
It started like here or there, but now it's getting like very aggressive. She's doing it all the time.
So you've seen this, you have proof, and you busted her on this.
Yeah, I confronted her about it a few nights ago, and it did not go as well as I thought it would.
How did she react? Yeah, right? I can't imagine it didn't go well.
Now I feel horrible about how I handled it, because now she's actually gaining weight, and she's gaining more and more, and I told her she should just stick to the diet, and she'd start to see results. But nothing was going to happen if she keeps eating those Big Macs.
And I'm sure she took that really well,
no.
huh?
Yeah.
She's been eating so much McDonald's that she's been throwing up afterwards. Man. And she's still gaining weight.
Well, you don't want to give your wife an eating disorder.
Yeah, please, let's not.
And I think she's taking things too far. And
she's taking things too far. You don't think you have anything to do with this? Maybe an apology or laying off her a little bit?
Oh, no, yeah. I that's exactly why I'm calling you guys. I mean, I need your help. I mean, I'm in a situation now where I just don't know what to do, and a simple sorry I don't think is going to cut it at this point.
Can I ask why you wouldn't just ask your wife for forgiveness on your own? I mean, you should have backed off.
That's the thing. I have gone so far with this that I feel like I'm backed into a corner, and it's only going to take a grand gesture.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like something like that.
Tyler, we will call your wife. We will ask her forgiveness. But I swear, if you turn on us and try to get us to be on your side and be the ones to say, oh, but McDonald's, I don't want to be involved with that.
No, you have my word.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Tyler and his wife Morgan decided to lose weight in the new year by going on a raw meat diet. And it worked until he repeatedly caught her hitting drive-through windows around town. He got on her case so much that she has since been binging and purging. He caught her doing that and needs forgiveness for giving his wife an eating disorder. Jeez. Tyler, sit tight. We're going to talk to your wife, Morgan, for a minute.
Hello?
Hey, is this Morgan?
This is she. Who's calling?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you doing?
Oh, hey. I'm good. Why are you calling? Did I win something?
Well, we have been talking about, you know, everybody's trying new diets in the new year and everything with the New Year's resolutions and stuff. And we heard that you and your husband went raw about a month ago. And I'm actually curious what that involves.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's the worst.
It's got to be hard to stick to, I imagine.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I was actually doing okay in the beginning, but I can't do it anymore.
Dieting's super hard. Maybe the raw thing just isn't for you. Have you tried something else?
Oh, no. The raw thing is definitely not for me. My doctor actually told me that I needed to stop, like yesterday, immediately.
Doctor.
Really? Well, you guys, eating raw meat is not...
sushi?
Doctor?
Yeah.
That's fish.
Do you eat beef carpaccio?
I do not.
Well. Yeah, the diet's not great, but also because of my current condition, raw meat is a definite no, red light.
What kind of condition?
Well, I'm not really supposed to say anything about it yet. My husband actually doesn't even know.
Oh, gosh, that kind of sounds serious. Yeah. Is everything okay?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Everything's fine. Everything's really, really fine. I actually just found out that I'm pregnant.
What?
How?
Oh, my God.
You haven't told your husband this? Okay, hang on. Morgan, that's your husband. He's on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. He called us because he thought he had been giving you an eating disorder from getting on you about the McDonald's.
Did you just say we're pregnant?
Well, technically, I just said I am pregnant.
Why hold that back, though, Morgan?
Well, they say that you're not supposed to tell anyone until you're through your first trimester.
You told us.
I would think the one person you would tell that you were pregnant was your husband and not a radio show full of people and a bunch of strangers.
I thought that this is what I was supposed to do. Honestly, I did.
It's clear that Morgan never read any of this. Somebody was like, oh, you're not supposed to talk about pregnancy until 12 weeks and she stopped paying attention at that moment. First of all, congratulations.
Yes, this is huge.
Yes, unborn children do not like raw meat diets.
Yeah, no.
So, and that explains everything.
Yeah,
this
your little
is
zygote
wonderful.
Was in yeah. there like, I don't, I'm not into yeah. this like filet medium rare plus.
I wouldn't even go to the doctor or take a pregnancy test because I'd be like, well, my body feels wacky and it's probably because I've been eating raw
meat
steak. Is this your first?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Oh, my God. This is so awesome.
Tyler, how about you get me some takeout tonight? Fast
yeah,
food, please.
Yeah.
I will get you takeout every night.
Poor Tyler, for the next 9 months, is going to have to watch his wife eating Chick-fil-A while he sits there with his raw meats.
So I guess I don't need to apologize.
Oh, you still need to apologize
yeah.
for shaming her.
Do you
Absolutely.
Forgive him for getting on your case about the McDonald's?
Yeah, it was pretty annoying. Thanks for apologizing, Tyler. I am sorry I kept my secret from you.
Totally, totally fine. This is, forget it. I'm so sorry for ever bothering you about any of that. Can't even speak.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Well, Kayla wasn't paying attention when her best friend told her about this guy she was dating, and it wasn't until they came face to face when she realized she actually knows this guy
okay.
and needs to ask forgiveness for their dirty little secret. Forgive and Forget, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.